The family of the autistic teen who went missing for 3 months before his remains were found along the shoreline in Queens last week plans to sue the city for up to $25 million. They say the school did not do enough to prevent Avante Okendo from leaving last October and did not alert authorities swiftly enough when he did not return. As WNYC's Beth Fertig reports, Avante's case has wide ramifications for children with special needs.
Avante Okendo wasn't just a missing child. Severely autistic and unable to speak, he was especially vulnerable.
In the community, it's like we lost a family member.
Joe Williams has a 14-year-old son who is very much like Avante. He has autism and is also unable to speak. Williams got to know Avante's family over the past few months and joined the massive effort to find him.
Like so many New Yorkers or people all over the country, was hoping that it was a miracle and he would be found okay. But when I heard it, it really hit home.
What's especially painful, he says, is knowing that Avante disappeared from a public school, one that specializes in serving children with disabilities.
When you put a special needs child in the hands of the Department of Education, you're actually putting a child's life in their hands. I mean, because this child is dependent on them for everything, to go to the bathroom, when to get up, when to sit down, when to put on your coat, how to take it on. I mean, this is what we go through as parents with children with special needs.
Which is why there's been so much scrutiny of Avante's school. Avante attended the Riverview School in Long Island City. It's in a brand new building that also houses a middle school and a high school. The Riverview children have their own floor, and there are extra school aides called paraprofessionals to help teachers monitor these children with special needs. But the lawyer for Avante's family, David Parisman, claims the boy disappeared after lunch, walked past a security guard, and exited an open side door that should have been closed.
I can't understand why the door was open for between 10 and 15 minutes before Avante went out, and then she goes over to it and closes it. I can't understand why it took them over 2 hours to get the codes to videotapes so they could indeed know that Avante left the school. I cannot understand why it took them an hour to call this child's mother.
Parisman spoke yesterday at a press conference. His allegations are based on the Department of Education's own internal documents, which he obtained through a Freedom of Information request. The Special Commissioner of Investigations for the New York City Schools is still conducting its own investigation. A spokeswoman says there's no timeline for when the report will be released. Avante's family is not yet ready to speak publicly. Parisman said the boy's mother, Vanessa Fontaine, held out hope until the very end that he would be found alive. For months, she and other family members helped organize volunteers who searched for Avante all over the city. Back in October, Fontaine told WNYC she believed Avante was someplace near the school.
I'm down here every day. Because you feel like you're helping that way?
I just feel like this is the last place he's been seen, so I feel close to him down here. Like, you know, he's in this area somewhere.
Gloria Corsino also hoped that was true. The Bronx mother has 2 teenage sons with autism spectrum disorder. On Tuesday, she said she couldn't bring herself to listen to the news. But now she hopes the Department of Education will take extra steps to educate paraprofessionals and everyone working with children with special needs about security issues.
I think it should not just be to the paras. It should not just be for school safety. It should not be for educators. It should be for everyone who is in that building, down to the custodians.
Corsino is president of a parent council for District 75, which includes all public schools like Riverview that educate children with the greatest needs. She says she's written a letter to the new chancellor urging her to meet with these parents, but she's also taken her own steps to guard her children more carefully. This fall, she sewed labels into their clothes with her name and cell phone number. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.